Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Saturday, the 16th of January. In the news today, we have news from the cycling with the NZ Cycle Classic, the cricket. Well, lots of stuff going on there with the Australia-India Test, the Sri Lankan-India Test, and two Super Smash games last night as well. The Prada Cup got underway with a two shocking results in there. There's A-League action, NBA action, and NBL action in the basketball as well. So a packed morning of sport news here for you on the Morning Sports Briefing. Hi, I'm Paul. I'll be your host this morning. It's your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And talking of speed, we'll start off with the NZ Cycle Classic, stage three. And this stage has always ended up with the bunch catching the breakaway and finishing in a bunch sprint. But not yesterday. Three riders got away. Goff, McCormick and Hayden got away and stayed away to get an 18-second win over the main peloton. Sorry there. Regan Goff picked up his second win of the tour after winning the the team time trial on the opening stage and winning this stage as well. The Tim Goff from Team New Zealand took that one, the New Zealand national team took the win, being chased by Black Spoke Academy and a few others in the main group who could not chase him down. As I say, Luke Mugway of the Black Spoke Academy maintains the lead in the yellow jersey. Today is the Queen stage with the big climbs involved, and Goff said that he had been taking pressure off his teammates who were resting up for today, as this was their main target, not his one. So some cracking action in stage four. Expect the fireworks to go off in that one. Over in the Prada Cup, and boy, oh boy, this was definitely not what everyone envisaged. Team Ineos, Team UK in the Christmas Cup had been off the pace and had lost all of their races. Clearly, their shore crew in particular have done a lot of work, good work on the boats over the festive period. Team Ineos had won both of the races yesterday. First up against American Magic, they got into the lead at the better of the two starts, and kept some American Magic at arm's length, using the right hand side of the course in particular. They managed to stay away, winning by a minute and 20 seconds in the end. It was a lot closer than that in the early stages, but American Magic had to take a risk, and it did not come off, as Ben Ainslie, obviously the multiple Olympic winner and match racer, showed his skills in that one. Again, Ineos Team UK got the better start against Luna Rosa in the second race, and again kept to the right-hand side of the course, put Luna Rosa in their bad air behind them, and Luna Rosa, again, it could not close that gap, finishing at 28 seconds behind. Congratulations to Ineos Team UK for those two wins. And boy, oh boy, that certainly has breathed a bunch of life into the tournament now, where it was before that did look like it was a two-horse race. Clearly now it's all of them are in with a shout. Today it sees Luna Rosa take on American Magic, and Ineos Team UK will take on American Magic again. Those are the races today. And obviously, we'll bring you the results tomorrow on the Morning Sports Briefing that comes at you at 7 a.m. every single morning, 7 days a week. You can watch us live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. And also, you can catch the recording as a podcast. It's a search for New Zealand Sports Radio on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Acast, whatever your favorite podcatcher is. Moving on then to the A-League. And over in the A-League, it's back in action today. Two games today. Sydney FC will take on Western Sydney Wanderers at 7:05 p.m. And Melbourne City will take on Western United at 9:10 this evening. The Phoenix are not in action in this this weekend. Currently, remember, the Central Coast are top of the table with two wins. They're ahead of Adelaide United and MacArthur FC, who are both on 4 points in that one. Over in the cricket, starting off with the Super Smash, we saw the Northern Knights take on the Canterbury Kings in the first game. They lost the Northern Knights in the bat first and lost Seifert cheaply in the first over. But Divic and Raval rebuilt until Divic lost. And Raval scored 70 off his 55 balls and Divic 35. But after that, really, Raval just kept on losing partners. Northern Knights managed 150 off their 20 overs. In reply, Canterbury Kings made a really poor start, losing three wickets in the first four overs to be 3-4-15 and look to be in real trouble. And so Mitchell and McConaughey came together to put on a 130-odd run stand. Mitchell was out eventually for 69 off 47 balls. McConaughey was joined by Carter, who saw them home. Kochi was 56 not out at the close, and they won that with an over and a ball to spare. So the Kings won that one by six wickets there. Walker did most of the damage with three wickets, picked up the other wicket. That was followed up by the women's game between the Canterbury Magicians and Northern Spirit. Canterbury Magicians went into bat first, and Ibrahim scored 84 off 65 to power the Magicians to 154 off their 20 overs. She lost partners around her, but Nation with 21 not out helped to guide up to that big total. Northern Spirit in reply were in trouble from early on when they lost Halliday in the second over. Anderson at the top there scored 38 off 31 balls until she was run out. Gurney with 29 was next. Asmussen was the second highest score with 29. With four runouts in the innings, they really did struggle there, being bowled out with of 19.5 overs. So only a ball left to spare, but they'd reached 101 in that time, losing by 53 runs there. So congratulations with the win. What does that mean for the table? Well, that means that the Wellington Blaze are still top of the women's table, with the Canterbury Magicians moving up to second place, just 2 points behind them. In the men's competitions, no changes with that result. Wellington Firebird still top of the table on 20 points, followed closely by Central Stags and Canterbury Kings on 16 points. So just one win behind the Wellington Firebirds. Today, we see the Canterbury Kings are back up again against the Wellington Firebirds, and the Canterbury Magicians will be taking on the Wellington Blaze. So important games there in that one, particularly between the Kings and the Firebirds at the top of that table there in the men's competition. Tomorrow sees the Auckland Hearts take on the Northern Spirit and the Auckland Aces take on the Northern Knights. I will be at Eden Park Outer Oval for those two games. covering covering those games, and also bring you post-match interviews with the players. So look out for that, particularly on our Facebook page. Moving on then to across the ditch to Australia for the test match between India and Australia. And on day one, Australia made a good start, scoring 274 for the loss of 5 wickets. They had a bad start there with Warner and Harris going cheaply to leave them at 2 for 17. But Steve Smith and Lower Chong again saved the day. I was on 108. Steve Smith got 36 before Wade Shipp came in and got 45. Currently, Cameron Green and Tim Payne are there on 28 and 38, not out. So a good start by Australia in that one. Over in Sri Lanka, and we've had the second day there where England are now in control. As you remember, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 135 on day one, and England were very close to that score at the end of the day, but had 8 wickets in hand. They lost Johnny Bairstow early on, who scored 40, was out for 47. But Joe Root found a good partner in Dan Lawrence. Dan Lawrence made 73 before getting out. And Joe Root is still there, unbeaten on 168, with Josh Butler on 7, not out. So it's either England now 320 for 4, in leading by 185 runs, and you've got to say yes, in control of that test match over in Sri Lanka. Moving on to the basketball, and yesterday the NBL kicked off with the Adelaide 36ers taking on Melbourne United. It was close for the first two quarters, with Adelaide 36ers leading 39-37 at half time. In the second half, Melbourne United really pulled away and won the competition 65-89 in that one. Top point scorer was Goulding for Melbourne United with 16 points. Rebounding with 12 was Akil. Johnson led the way for the 36ers with 27 points, but just didn't get the support from the rest of his players. No one else scored double points in that one, whereas Melbourne got production off their bench with Akil and Baba all scoring over 10 points off the bench, and that was the difference between the two sides there. Today, we have the Brisbane Bullets versus the Hawks and the Cairns Taipans versus the Sydney Kings. Over in the NBA, and there was a surprise trade, seeing James Harden move from the Rockets to the Nets in a 3-team deal. Lots of other players moving around, and also draft picks. But the 2018 Most Valuable Player and 8-time All-Star Harden has moved. When he did sign last time for the Rockets, it was a record deal back in 2017 when he signed that one. So interesting to see that surprise move from the Rockets to the Nets. In results yesterday, the 76ers and the Pacers both picked up wins to keep pressure on the Celtics in the Eastern Conference. 76ers now are 9-4, with closely followed by the Bucks and the Pacers both on 8-4. That's a win, eight wins and 4 losses. Celtics still top on 7 wins and 3 losses due to percentage of wins. Obviously, they've got a lot of games to catch up on there. In the games today, and the Lakers will be taking on the Pelicans, a tough task for Steve Adams' side against one of the teams near the top of the table in their conference. So a big game there. The Celtics also taking on the Magic, and knowing that they're under pressure from those teams in the table. So lots of action. The Pelicans versus the Lakers is at 4 p.m. today. If you want to catch Steve Adams in action. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. with the morning sports briefing.